Right now, though, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, our weekly look at what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene, brought to you by Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, mm-hmm. located on Madison's east side. Find more and shop online at ethicalco.com.
Oh, thanks to them for sponsoring. Okay, so here are three quick notes for you. Plus, I added in a bonus note because I had to for this weekend. Yeah, we're highlighting, as Jimmy K just mentioned, news and happenings from across the Wisconsin music scene. Note number one, and you may want to grab a pen and your calendar for this one or put it in your phone. This one takes us to the East Side Club in Madison, where there is going to be a huge tribute to the life of well-known, well-loved musician Kenny Gonzo Keith. This is now happening Sunday, April 23rd. Write it down, everybody. Organizers are calling it a musical celebration of Gonzo. Bands like Playground of Sound, John Messina Band, Vinyl Thunder, so many more are going to be part of this event. And I saw the list. It's close to a dozen groups and different artists playing from 2 in the afternoon until 9 p.m. for what they're calling Extrava Gonzo.
Clever.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, Kenny Gonzo Keith passed away December 24th last year. He is remembered as being an Eastside Madison treasure, playing in a number of his own bands, including Just Chillin', three-man acoustic band, also around the area known as a Madison Union Cab driver with his larger-than-life humor. Again, the Extrava Gonzo at the Eastside Club in Madison, Sunday, April 23rd. It starts at 2 in the afternoon. Also starting this month, and then twice a month from here on out, it's a free local music show being featured as Music in the Mez, and this is happening at the Epic venue in Green Bay. This kicks off on Wednesday, April 12th with Nick Gonnering. Nick is a DePere-based singer-songwriter. And then two Wednesdays after that, Music in the Mez showcases Jimmy K's favorite, Amelia Ford.
Yes.
She's a singer-songwriter based in Green Bay. Now, both are saying they are going to be debuting brand new original music during the shows at the Epic venue in Green Bay. Now, the Epic is pretty new. It's a live concert venue bringing in nationally touring acts, but is calling this opportunity to have Music in the Mez a chance to showcase the terrific talent from all around Wisconsin. This is free, it's unplugged, and again, happening every other Wednesday, 6 to 9. All right. Early word of an event you'll want to get on your calendar as well. This takes us back to the Eastside Club in Madison. This is coming together for Kathy, a benefit for Kathy Couture. This is on Saturday, May 6th, starting at 1:30. Kathy's a local music lover, supporter. She's been part of Ladies Rock Camp. Beth Kelly, of course, we all know and love Beth Kelly. She is helping put this together to help support Kathy's medical expenses as she battles stage 4 cancer. Beth's band, Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, is going to be hosting this very special afternoon. Again, that is Saturday, May 6th. Finally, here's the bonus, Jimmy K.
All right.
This hits all the notes. As a Delavan woman is making a name for herself and Wisconsin by not only making it to the televised portion of the voice competition show on NBC, but Rachel Christine won her battle round earlier this week, meaning now she gets to keep competing. She's part of Team Kelly Clarkson. But it isn't just Kelly who's digging Rachel's voice. One of the other judges on The Voice, Chance the Rapper,
yes,
he is actually predicting Rachel Christine could win this entire thing. By the way, Rachel's whole family has music in their blood. There are regular watch parties happening at the Delavan Lake Store and Lounge to cheer on Rachel. I love this. You know, and I'm not a huge fan of these kinds of shows, but if it gets you the opportunity to break through and do what you've always wanted to, we've been so lucky to have so many Wisconsinites make it on these different shows. We need a winner, though. We need a Wisconsin winner.
Would that be something? Mrs. K is a huge fan of The Voice. She watches it every week.
Excellent.
She pointed out, hey, look, Rachel's from Wisconsin.
Delavan. Yeah. Well, that is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. And as always, thank you for supporting the talented artists playing all the notes at the bars and venues hosting live music.
Thank you, Terry Barr.
Yes.
Seesaw's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.